We think that most of the other proposals can be captured in those five. I do take the point that our Brazilian colleague made about the proactive actions, but perhaps that can be simply reflected in a narrative under under D2. Now, in terms of the five, I'll begin with D5. We do think it's necessary to take into consideration the temporal dimension, noting that it's a hard thing, and we don't really have the processes in place. Many countries don't anyway, but we think that a bit like my comment yesterday around disaggregated data, it doesn't hurt to be a little bit aspirational here and hope that by 2030 we can be in a better position to do some of these things. On D4, a number of these, I think we come down to definitions. We take the guidance from the Secretariat on that. On D4, the transportation infrastructure destroyed, damaged. Are we talking about, if we're talking about a 100-kilometre road and it's broken in one place, does that count as one, for example? But my last point is on D1, damage to critical infrastructure due to hazardous events. I'm not very sure what the unit of analysis is there. Are we talking dollars? Are we talking numbers? Are we talking a more temporal dimension there? So I think we need to perhaps refine that particular indicator. Thank you.